Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. An old friend of the show. Well, he's not old. He's not old. Been around with us for a long time. Zandy Gibbs is going to join us after the break. Talk a little bit about what's going on with the debate. Now, I know some of you are here as opposed to watching the debate, and I very much, I mean, seriously, I very much appreciate it. But I got to tell you something, I'm wondering, and I hope what I'm hearing is that it seems to be an even match, which I can't, I don't know. I don't know how that can be true. I really don't. I mean, this guy had to rest for 3 days. What are they pumping him up with? What are they doing for him, if you would? To make him, I don't know, almost sound like he's, you know, I don't want to say sane, because I don't mean it that way. You guys know exactly what I mean. To make it sound like he does have a clue, though. And Joe Biden, my God, God bless America. Again, I'm going to say, you can kind of see it in his face. Let's hear. You guys mind? Do you mind? Do you over there? You mind? No. Let's hear what he has to say.
525 kids not knowing where in God's name they're going to be and lost their parents.
Go ahead.
All right. Let's talk about our next section, which is race in America. And I want to talk about the way black and brown Americans experience race in this country. Part of that experience is something called the talk. It happens regardless of class and income. Parents who feel they have no choice but to prepare their children for the chance that they could be targeted, including by the police, for no reason other than the color of their skin. Mr. Vice President, in the next 2 minutes, I want you to speak directly to these families. Do you understand why these parents fear for their children?
I do. You know, my daughter is a social worker, and She's written a lot about this. She has a graduate degree from the University of Pennsylvania in social work. And, you know...
Isn't he the one that was part of the team or was on board with signing the bill from Clinton that put a lot of these black people in jail? A lot of these young black men in jail? Wasn't he part of all of that?
Stop. Put both hands on top of the wheel and don't reach for the glove box because someone may shoot you. But a black parent, no matter how wealthy or how poor they are, has to teach their child. When you're walking down the street, don't have a hoodie on when you go across the street. Making sure that you, in fact, if you get pulled over, yes, sir, no, sir, hands on top of the wheel, because you are, in fact, the victim, whether you're...
You should always, for the police officer, I know some of you guys on the hard right don't agree with me, but you always, it's yes, sir, no, sir. When I get pulled over at night, and when I've been pulled over at night, okay, the lights in the car go on, the windows go down, my hands stay on the wheel, until the officer says to me, can I have your license or registration? It's really that simple. Now, my dad has said, and I used to do it, but I haven't pulled over that much lately. You take your wallet out. You put the wallet on top of the dashboard. You keep your hands on the wheel. So when you reach for the license, when you go for the registration in the glove box, it's easy. I don't know. It's amazing the stories that they're putting together for this.
Those things, just to give people a shot. It's about accumulating the ability to have wealth as well as it is to be free from violence.
President Trump, same question to you, and let me remind you of the question. I would like you to speak directly to these families. Do you understand why these parents fear for their children?
Yes, I do. And again, he's been in government 47 years. He never did a thing except in 1994 when he did such harm to the black community. They were called, and he called them super predators. And he said that. He said it, super predators. And they kept never lived that down. 1994, your crime bill, the super predators. Nobody has done more for the black community than Donald Trump. And if you look, with the exception of Abraham Lincoln, possible exception, but the exception of Abraham Lincoln, nobody has done what I've done. Criminal justice reform, Obama and Joe didn't do it. I don't even think they tried because they had no chance at doing it. They might have wanted to do it, but if you had to see the arms I had to twist to get that done, it was not a pretty picture, and everybody knows it, including some very liberal people that cried in my office. They cried in the Oval Office. 2 weeks later, they're out saying, gee, we have to defeat him. Criminal justice reform, prison reform, opportunity zones with Tim Scott, a great senator from South Carolina. He came in with this incredible...
You know, that's a perfect example. He's right. You know, so Tim Scott puts a bill on the table, puts together a crime bill to help the black community. And Schumer and others, I don't know if you know this, but Schumer's white. So Schumer and other white Democrats, they come against his bill, a black man's bill. Why? Why? You really know why? Because he's a Republican. He's a conservative black Republican. And this is exactly what we have to stop. You know, Zoe was saying it before. We have to stop to be being afraid of calling them out for their hypocrisy, the things that they have done to the black community over the years. And it's not just the black community, the black, the Hispanic communities. I saw them do it to the Italian communities in Boston. It's not right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the break, we're going to see, you're not going to see, you're going to hear. Xander Gibb will join us, I hope, see if we can make the connection. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Mussini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Seriously, heat up your coffee. Come on back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Oh, that is one of my favorite things. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you ready. I mean, seriously, people, you got to get involved. You got to be willing to put it on the line. And I say this all the time, and I mean it sincerely. The reality behind this is that if you're not willing to take a chance, if you're not willing to do, and I'm not asking you to do what our founding fathers did, which is, basically give up, property, potentially your lives. I'm not asking you for any of that. I'm simply asking you to take a stand, right, and stand behind it. Whatever the issue is, whatever you decide is real and true and you're willing to step out on, do it for real. Not, well, I have to keep it clean, but we'll say not half but. How's that? All right, so one of the people I love having on the show, we don't have him on enough, but you know what? He's across the pond, and when he gets up, I can never understand him. He sounds like the Queen while she's losing her. No, he sounds like Nancy Pelosi when she's losing her teeth when they get him up too early. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does from time to time. Always love the time he spends with me on the show. Xander, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. It's great to talk to you.
Always a lot of fun. And I feel bad for you. There was a mutual friend of ours, Julio, what's his name? Rodriguez. What's his
Rivera.
Name? Rivera. I keep getting him. I don't want to get him mixed up with the other Rivera. You know what I'm saying? But he is like 10 hours ahead of us. So it's kind of like, dude, if you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, it takes a while to get the brain cells working. At least it does for me, anyhow. But all right. So, you're watching from across the pond. You're watching the debate. What is the sense there for President Trump versus Joe Biden there in England?
It's interesting because I kind of feel that things are shifting. You know, a couple of years ago, if you'd asked me, I would have said, they're not very keen on Donald Trump. But over the past, 6 months, during the COVID thing, it's kind of really shifted so much that there is more support for Trump than there ever was.
Wow.
But I think that they want him to win, too, just from the perspective of this, because the divide, the chasm, seems to have got bigger between left and right. But I think that the left has actually done that. Because when you think that Democrats, lifelong Democrats, are now saying they will vote for Donald Trump over Joe Biden, what does that tell you about where they're at with regards to how that they've been treated of late?
Oh, no question about it. That walk away movement that you and I both have been watching for quite some time now online.
Yeah.
It's gotten stronger. People are jumping on there more often. What I thought the common thread was, I thought was really interesting, is that after the 2016 election, where many of these did not vote for Trump, many of them say, when I saw what my party was all about, when I saw what they were doing, I was disgusted. I was appalled. And that's part of what made them walk away. So they finally got to see truly how miserable and nasty that party is, didn't they?
Absolutely. And I think that as well, black celebrities in the public eye that have actually come out in support of Joe Biden and Camilla, I actually think they're being paid. Because when you take a step back, why would you support someone who for 47 years has been pro-segregation, has referred to your people as the N-word, referred to them as super predators, and, then denies it, but he forgets he had video? Kamala Harris, in her state, she's been putting people away. She's been putting black people away for merely, smoking a blunt. I mean.
When she did herself, remember? She openly admitted to it.
Yeah, but it's do as we say, not as we do. And
always
that's a concern for me. I mean, when you think about the fact that Donald Trump has done more in 3.5 years for the black community, and I'm apparently it's okay to say that again now, with things like the First Step Act and lowest black unemployment ever pre-COVID, he's done more than Joe Biden did in 47 years.
Oh, agreed, and he needs to harp on that. He needs to harp on all the promises that Joe's making, and I would keep looking at him and going, where have you been for the last 47 years?
Yeah.
What have you passed that's truly meaningful to the black community or Hispanic community or those really in need? Because just upping the welfare dollars is not fixing anything, and that's all they ever do.
Well, it's clearly not all they ever do, because when you actually look at the situation with the Biden family, they've profited from Joe being in office, and they've taken bribes. You can't tell me that the gift, the $3.5 million from Russia was a gift. The $500,000 that Bill Clinton got for a speech. What does Bill Clinton have to say that is that interesting that, he can be paid $500,000 for
they probably,
it? You
they
have
probably,
to follow the money, honey.
They probably gave him $500,000 to stay away from their girls, their daughters or something. I don't know. But
don't sniff my hair.
So you've been watching the debate so far, and I'm curious of your take. Now, not your take as someone who's a conservative viewer, but your take is if you just sat down for the first time to watch these two do this, how is it going?
Well, if I'm just Zender Schmo and not Zender, you know, political commentator, I actually think that the Donald, President Trump, won this very early on because he got in. It's kind of like a boxing fight. And I want to use that as an analogy because the blows that Donald Trump got in very early about Burisma and, you know, money laundering in the Ukraine and all the things that he's never got to say in any of these debates, he got those in very early. And to me, that was just a victory. You know, that sealed President Donald Trump's fate for another 4 years. But the other thing is that Joe couldn't keep on topic for anything, you know,
really?
Not just to deflect, but he'd be talking about one thing and would slip into another, but not even realize that he'd done it. But, you know, you and I have said for a long time, and this is not about being mean, but the guy is clearly dementing. He's not well. And I think it's so disingenuous to be pushing him out there on the campaign trail while he is unwell. And his wife stands there next to him. How disgusting is that? How parasitical to be pushing him out there when he is unwell. Send him back to his basement. Let him feel safe where he's safe.
But Xander, looking at him, this is not the same guy we see sitting in a chair, having these little town halls of his where, you know, seven or eight people show up. I mean, he is, I'm not a doctor, but there's something different about him when he's doing these debates, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, almost as if he's been kind of like pumped up with something. You know, he's probably been on the couch all afternoon with a drip in his arm, you know, getting kind of pumped up for the debate, for the fight with the Donald.
Well, there, you know, there's one thing about getting 4 days of rest. There's a whole other thing about looking the way he does. Joe Messina, your host, Xander Gibbs, going nowhere. Going to be with us after the break. You'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
It's debate time for the last time before Election Day. In minutes, President Donald Trump and candidate Joe Biden will square off to discuss COVID-19, employment numbers, and the big question maybe is if Hunter Biden's email situation will be brought up. We will hear from the candidates during our next newscast. Senate Judiciary advanced the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court and did so without a single vote from a Democrat. That's because the Democrats boycotted due to the proximity of the hearings to Election Day. That did not sit well with Republican Lindsey Graham.
How could anybody in their right mind, after listening to Judge Barrett, not understand she's not just qualified, she's incredibly qualified? It's about trying to create a situation for your favor, politically.
Fox News contributor Ken Starr believes Barrett could be the next Chief Justice of the Supreme Court due to her age of 48. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A couple of nitwits.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
I kissed her and she kissed me.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and you have to be part of the solution. So don't do what I was talking about earlier, which was yelling at the TV set when somebody was on there. I kind of lost it for a moment. To get under my skin because I can't believe the way they lie and the facial expressions, they do it with such authority. You go, oh, my God, he must be telling the truth. Look at his face. But it just dawned on me, they're so good at this. They've had so many years of practice. This, you know, they can't help but get it right. Anyhow, bring him on because I love having him on with me. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does from time to time, from across the pond, live, and he's been watching the debates there as well. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. It is a distinct pleasure, and it's all yours.
Hey, listen, when you see the Queen, tell her I said hi, and hey, Boris has been in the news lately, too.
Don't you get me started. What a disappointment that guy is. I mean, I really had faith that he was going to make a difference, but the guy is a globalist.
Well, do you think they got... Because he was different before the COVID thing, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think they got to him and said, you know, hey, COVID's just the beginning. You know what we can do to you and family?
No. I think he was like it before, because I actually have done a lot of research on Boris. And apparently he was making money while he was mayor of London by selling plots of land that were kind of, you know, listed, you know, that weren't supposed to be sold. And people have this ideology that, you shouldn't speak out against fellow conservatives. That guy is not a conservative.
Yeah.
That guy is a globalist. And we should be willing to throw members of our own party under the bus if they're not actually doing what they should be doing, or are working within the kind of, you know, ideologies of conservatism. Because there is no way on this earth, you know, that Boris Johnson is a conservative by American standards of conservatism. And it pains me to say that, Joe, because I had such high hopes for him.
No, you did. You told me how much you liked him. But I got to tell you something. It's an argument that I've had here in the States, and you and I have talked about it before, with my own Republican friends, where I say, look, here's the deal. If somebody, just because they're a registered Republican, just because they say they're conservative, doesn't mean they are. And when they're voting against conservative, you know, principles, why do we have to keep calling them conservative? Why can't we speak out against them?
Absolutely. I'll even go on better than that, Joe. What about people like, what is her name? The Somali agent.
Omar.
Yeah, Omar. You know, how is she in government when she's acting against the interests of the American people? Why are we not standing up? It's not just about those in our own ranks. It's about those in the opposition, too.
Yeah.
You know, this woman has said so much derogatory commentary about 9/11. You know, some people did something. And her and Ocasio-Cortez were at an event the other day, and they were basically saying that America deserved 9/11. Why are people in our Congress that want to destroy us from within? No, something's got to give, Joe. It really
does. No. They actually believe, okay, that they can fix it from within because we're such a nasty country. They know absolutely nothing about our history. And I mean, you know this, absolutely nothing. So it irritates me to know, these people irritate me to no end, because if you think about everything that's gone on in this country, we're one of the few countries that have turned things around. We turned around slavery before Britain did, or England,
yeah.
Excuse me. And, you know, the things that have been in our past, the nasty stuff, we've turned it around. And how many countries like the United States have gone out and rebuilt countries that they've bombed, that they've been fighting with, that have been total enemies? I can't think of any. And number two, one of the other things I'd like to throw in there that they keep forgetting is, think about something. When we bombed Japan, we had the most powerful weapon on the planet, right? We could have gone to some of the other major countries and said, you see what just happened? You either turn it over to us or you're next. We didn't do that, did we?
Right. I mean, I'm totally anti-war, but I kind of have come to see that what that was about was a prevention. That was like, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise they would have bombed other sites. You know, they would have nuked other sites too.
Yep.
So I am anti-war, but sometimes you do have to have a show of strength in order to ensure that they don't come and try and do it to you again.
Well, the Japanese are a proud people. They're, you know, the Japanese people as a whole are a great people, and you know that was a big deal. They would have kept going. They would have had millions of people to throw at it, and they would have kept going. And I think at the time, when I look at the reason why they did it, it made sense to me. But people just need to study. They need to know about history. This is the danger.
They do. You know, one of the points that came up in the debate tonight was that, you know, Joe Biden was basically saying that Donald Trump was palling around with Kim Jong-un from North Korea. I'm actually glad that Donald Trump is pals with Kim Jong-un, because one of the first things that Obama said to Donald Trump when he took office, he said, you know, I'm worried there's going to end up being a war with North Korea. You cannot tell me that if Donald Trump did not have the wherewithal, see, I'm a broadcaster, I'll be polite, to actually stand up to Kim Jong-un, that we would not have had a conflict with them by now. You cannot tell me that America has not profited from having Donald Trump at the helm.
So, you know, but how hypocritical is it for them to say, I can't believe he's running around with a warmonger like that or what have you.
Yeah.
Didn't Obama go to a baseball game with the Castro boys?
Yeah.
Did I miss something here?
Yeah. Do you remember before, when he was running for office, and the girl from Alaska who was running for president, for VP, was always talking about him palling around with domestic terrorists. So don't, you know, don't pull that one. They have such short memories, don't they?
Yeah. So, again, they do. And as a matter of fact, it has nothing to do with the memory. It has to do with the truth. They're not willing to tell the truth, because then they have to show you. I mean, when Joe Biden, the other day, he was talking at an event, and he talked about Donald Trump being handed one of the strongest economies in our history, and look what he did with it, and going, who? What? You really thought that was a strong economy that you handed him? The one that was on its, not only still on its way down, but it was sinking fast. Seriously.
Yeah. I think the thing about Barack Obama, because as many people know, and it will be in the book when the book comes out next year, you know, I was a Democrat. I was a Democrat for a long time, lifelong Democrat, and about halfway through the first term of office for Barack Obama, you know, I kind of started to get doubts, but when he got to his second term of office, he could not blame the previous incumbent because he was the previous incumbent. Yeah, he did inherit a difficult financial situation, but so did Donald Trump, and Donald Trump was turning around pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's funny how they kind of pit them both against each other. But when you look at Donald Trump's record against Barack Obama's record, Donald Trump is out of sight. He has made a vast difference to the United States economy. I hate that I have to keep saying pre-COVID, but, you know, I guess this is what happens when the left politicizes a plandemic to Trump.
I know, can you say plandemic? You know, we were on Vimeo, okay, and I will tell you that it was the plandemic story I did that got me canned from Vimeo.
Really?
Yep. They pulled down the whole channel. I lost 3 years worth of videos.
They give you your money back?
No, they were like, have a nice day. You broke the rules. We get to keep the money and you go pound sand.
Sue them. I would sue them.
I should pay you some bucks. I'd be more than happy to do it, you know?
Go on, sorry.
No, no, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I saw Laura Lumen today talking about the fact she can't even get a sandwich delivered. This is how much the cancel culture has affected her. You know, she can't have a Twitter account. She can't have a Facebook account. Yep. She can't even order a sandwich without being blackballed for that. Yeah. So this is the level of control that they have. This has to change. It's so un-American.
Yeah, and where were the Democrats against this? Where were the Democrats coming out? Look, people have a right to say what they... You don't have to agree with them. People have a right to say what they want to say. And just cancel... I mean, Martin Luther King, they're tearing down statues of Jesus Christ. I mean, where does it... Truly, where does it stop? And where are the prominent Democrats? You know, Nancy's got to find her teeth, obviously. But once she finds them, where are they speaking out against this?
And their vodka, clearly.
I think that's what she soaks them, don't you? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, and anyway. Vodka overnight.
We'll be right back. Don't go far. You listen to Real Side. Daniel will be with us for the next segment as well. Be right back.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The real side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You know, my granddaughter was singing that song the other night. I'm like, where did you hear that? God, and it dawned on me. You know, think about it. She heard it on my show. And she's 8 years old. So they do listen. You have to be careful. And what is... Don't let kids listen to my show. Not at 7 or 8. Seriously. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, give up a cup of that expensive coffee, okay? I've been asking you to do this for a while. Give up a cup of that expensive coffee. You know, the social, social news platforms, whatever they're calling themselves these days, we can't get any information out. Xander and I were just talking about that during the break. So if you want to help the show out, $5, $10, $2, $2,000, I don't care, whatever you're feeling like, please text GoJo. Come on, they can't make it any easier than that. Go Joe to 77948. Go Joe to 77948. It'll allow you to donate a few bucks here and there. And seriously, every little bit helps. And it's great to know that you guys, you know, care enough to take the time to do something like that. Xander Gibb, How are we doing from across the pond? It's night-night there.
Yeah, it's like coming up to 4 in the morning. And let me tell you why I'm up at 4 in the morning, Joe, and I live in another country, because I love America so much that I don't want it to be given over to those that want to destroy it, also known as the Democrats.
You mean the non-Americans? I'm sorry. I got kind of foggy-headed for a second because I looked over my shoulder and there was Donna Brazile there on Fox
News. In
the
chat.
God. I mean, think about the people they're letting on that network now.
Yeah.
And you know, here's a woman that gave and then lied about giving the questions to Hillary Clinton.
Why should she ever get another job after that? You've actually proven your dishonesty. But Fox, you know, I always used to laugh when people used to say, even now they say, oh, yeah, you watch Fox. Go and watch Fox, you know, like they do to liberals with CNN. Number one, we don't get Fox in this country. But number two, Fox is not a conservative channel anymore. It's a joke.
You don't get Fox in England?
No.
How about online?
I could get it on YouTube, but why would I want to watch Fox?
Wow.
It's like watching
I'm just curious. I'm just curious. Is it banned by the government or something? Or
no, it's just not a channel that's carried in the UK. I think you can get it on cable if you wanted to pay for it. But why would you want to pay for that?
No.
They got Donna Brazile on. Why would you want to pay for it? Please.
Well, now, you know, Chris Wallace and, you know, after he did the debate and comments afterward, I'm going, look at, I cannot believe that you know, they're talking about this thing with Hunter Biden and saying, well, it hasn't been corroborated and we shouldn't be talking about it and we shouldn't have it up on the news until we can corroborate. Well, do you remember, let me see, was it Mike Wallace, Chris's dad, who ran to the newsroom with uncorroborated documents, actually forged documents, that accused George W. Bush of being AWOL? You remember that?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That was okay. They ran with that.
Yeah. I have to say, you know, you mentioned the previous moderator, who I thought was terrible. You know, they've all been pretty dire, but I actually thought this one was a little better tonight. She was a little bit more professional, but she's still kind of, you know, you know, like seeing an old person that's kind of walking, you know, you go and put your arm under there so they can lean on you.
Yeah.
She did do an element of that tonight. And that's not what moderator's job is. A moderator's job is to ask the questions, not to kind of, you know, aid and assist, really.
Well, that's what they've been doing. I talked about that earlier after Chris Wallace. I said, look, one of the reasons I stopped going over to CNN was that's exactly what would happen is they'd bring in somebody on the left, they would bring in me, and then they have two, not moderators, but, you know, two hosts. And you say, okay, great. Why are you coming after me when she can't answer the question or he can't answer the question? Is it going to be three
on
one?
Absolutely. You know? I mean, you know, I used to get called, I used to get a lot of work with the BBC, but they started to go through this stuff where they wanted to tell you what to say. And when I wouldn't go on there and trash talk Trump, you know, they didn't kind of want me. Tide is turning with them a little bit, though, you know.
You think so?
I think things are changing a little bit with the BBC. I've had some contact to go on a TV, one of their comedic political shows where they don't usually have right-leaning comedians on. They actually said right-wing, far-right. And I said, you mean right so far? And they're like, we like you. Let's get you on the show. Like, just give me the check and I'll be there.
Yep. CNN was not interested in any kind of truth or any kind of pushback, because the one night that they banned me for a month to teach me a lesson when I called them on the carpet for their videos, and they were, you know, they're talking about, you know, truth and news, and I go, you mean, well, what about the video you guys put out that you had to fess up to, that you not that you made a mistake, but you actually went in and you doctored it, and I'm telling you, the commentator, I mean the host, he didn't know what to say. He was just stuck.
Hey, but didn't you like the fact last week that when they placed that algorithm onto Twitter to with any mention of Hunter Biden or his crack pipe or the emails, that it kind of automatically stopped you from doing it? It broke Twitter. I loved that.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
You know? That just shows you when you do things like that, it comes back to bite you on the behind.
Well, they brought more attention to it, right? Didn't they?
Yeah, exactly.
By doing
that. Exactly.
Yeah, no, I think it's great, but I also think it's wonderful. Again, so tell us a little bit, because we're not getting much information. You know, everything around here is about Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Yeah.
What about the violence in England? What about what's going on with the virus? You know, not just the violence. You know, a virus.
Yeah.
You had a beheading in France just a couple of days ago. What's going on with all that?
Well, the violence has kind of stopped somewhat. But with regards to the virus, you know, with regards to this plandemic, only 7% of positive tests accurate, but the decisions they're making are actually, you know, based upon the 83% too, you know, the whole 100% of positive tests. You know, they're telling us the hospitals are full. They built all of these external hospitals for people to use. Not one person used them. But the concern is they're still treating like this is as bad as it was supposed to have been at the beginning. But people are wising up to it, you know, just like they are in the United States too. And they're not. People are not standing for it anymore. You know, people are losing their businesses. The economy is in the pan.
Yep.
And you know, they're pushing for this vaccine, but there's no transparency with regards to how many of Boris's administration or even how many of the other politicians have shares in drug companies that are developing vaccines for COVID. Now, that's of concern to me, because if you have a vested interest, you should not be making those decisions.
No, I totally agree with you. And, you know, you talk about being compromised. Here the Democrats were building their whole case on what they knew what was fake. Now you've got the FBI and other organizations, even the Ukrainian authorities, saying that these things are real. So if Joe isn't compromised, I don't know what is. I don't even know how they're ever going to call somebody on the Dem side compromised if Joe isn't. Don't you agree?
Oh, he's totally compromised. I mean, if he's sold, basically what Joe Biden has done is sold his office, and he's used, would Hunter Biden have got, in any real situation, would Hunter Biden have got a job with Burisma if his father had not been the VP? I mean, you know, what possible use could he be to an energy company? Mm-hmm. I mean, please.
Yes, no. The only thing that guy knew about energy was flicking the switch on, flicking the switch off. That was about it. That's about what it you know, rounded up to. But I don't know. I'm glad to see the president did bring up Hunter Biden.
Yeah,
bring up the ties. Do you think that he was? Do you think that the president was maybe too overbearing, or did he get a point across?
No, he really got his point across. But I'm glad that Joe didn't come back with the retort, "Don't you talk about my son? You know, he died. He was a hero." No, we're not talking about your son that was very brave and was a very good Christian man and fought and died for his country. We're talking about the crackhead that slept with his wife and, it's a different son. You've got one son.
I love the news services out here are saying it is just not right for President Trump to talk about the VP's son because, you know, he was a drug addict and he had, you know, everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got somebody in the family problem with drugs. The problem is that's not what they're talking about. They're not talking about his drug usage. As a matter of fact, they're not even talking about Hunter. They're more talking about Joey B and how he was involved in all this.
Yeah,
but they're spinning it.
What was it instead of the emails? I can't think what they called him. The big guy?
Yeah.
You know, we have to have a cut for the big guy. You know,
yep.
President Trump even alluded to that tonight, saying, you know, clearly you are the big guy. And then Joe Biden saying, "Oh, I paid all of my taxes." Well, you don't pay taxes on bribes. Let's face it. I mean, not that I've had any bribes
That's what you need to do. They're so afraid of him. Hey, we're up against it. Tell people where to find you.
ZanderKib.com. Everything you need to know is there. Go check it out. And hopefully I will be back here again very soon.
Yes. I wouldn't mind. I just hate keeping you up so late. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. I mean, we're going to talk about a production company out of Hollywood that are taking them on big time. We'll be back in just a few minutes.